Welcome to Divine Destiny with Paul Worden. Last week, Paul talked on the vision will not die. Today, Paul will be teaching cost, priorities, and aims. Let's join Paul now as he teaches cost, priority, and aims.
Hello, everybody. This is Paul Worden, and I would like to welcome you back once again to Living Truth Ministries. We have been in discussions and talks and studies on a vision and a dream that God has given to each and every one of us. How we listen to the voice of God, how we search out and look for the promises of God, and how God is willing and able to help us to fulfill this dream and this vision that God has placed in our hearts. Last time we were together, we talked about the vision will not die. We talked about how God promised Abraham a son, and through that son, he was going to make the covenant, and all the promises and everything that he made with Abraham, he was going to fulfill through his son Isaac. And then one day, God said, okay, Abraham, get up, take your son. Let's go to this mountain that I'm going to show you. I want you to sacrifice your son to me. What did Abraham do? Did he balk? He said, now wait, God, this ain't part of the agreement. This ain't part of the story. This, you told me you were going to give me a son, and this is what the promises and all that was going to be fulfilled through. So how can you do that? No, Abraham obeyed God. He counted the cost, and he said it was worth it. He knew God can provide. He knew God can take care of it. So he obeyed God. And of course, we know the story that God intervened and provided the sacrifice that Abraham needed to give to God. Why? Because Abraham believed and trusted in God and knew that when God gave a promise, he was going to stand by it. He would not break it. Now today we're going to talk about the cost, priorities, and aims of this vision that God has given to us. As we said earlier, we saw the tremendous price Abraham was willing to pay in order to obey God. You will not reach your destiny without it costing something somewhere along the way. In Luke 9:57-62, and you need to read that. That's a pretty good story. Three men approached Jesus, desiring to follow him. To each of these potential disciples, Jesus revealed a different aspect of the requirements for fulfilling their purpose. Number one, consider the cost. The first man attempted to follow through self-effort. He did not wait to be called by Jesus, but said, I will follow you wherever you go. That's in Luke 9:57-58. When Jesus shared with him the difficulty this would entail, there is no record that this man elected to follow. You cannot fulfill your destiny through self-effort. You will not be able to successfully confront the challenges that your spiritual purposes entails without a supernatural call from God. Number two, proper priorities. The second man received a call from Jesus, but he wanted to bury his father first. That's in Luke 9:59-60. In Bible times, when a person said he was waiting to bury his father, it did not necessarily mean his father had died. It meant he was waiting until his father died in order to receive his inheritance. So when this man used this excuse, he was actually placing his future inheritance before the call of the Lord Jesus Christ. At that critical moment, when Jesus summons you to embrace your destiny, nothing must be placed before that call. And number three, absolute aims. The third man desired to follow Jesus on his own terms. And you can read that in Luke 9:61 and 62. He wanted to return home first to tell his family goodbye. Bidding his family farewell sounded like a normal thing to do, but Jesus had called him to follow. Did he want to answer the call or follow his own plan for life? This man's aims in life were not settled. He was torn between the old life controlled by self and the new life to which Jesus called. And how many times are we faced with that, where we know the calling of God, but yet the world still keeps calling us and we try to teeter-totter back and forth? No, we need to get our aims right. We need to put Christ first. When you were called to follow Jesus in accepting salvation, you had to abandon the old life in order to receive the new. Your priorities changed. It may have cost you a relationship with friends or family when you accepted Jesus as your Savior. The call to fulfill your destiny will also call. Jesus said, "For which of you, intending to build a tower, sitteth not down first and counteth the cost, whether he has sufficient funds to finish it? Lest happily, after he hath laid the foundation, is not able to finish it, all them behold it begin to mock him, saying, This man began to build and was not able to finish. So likewise, whoever he be of you that forsaketh not all that he hath, he cannot be my disciple." You can read that in Luke 14:28, 30, and 33. Have you considered the cost of pursuing your divine destiny? Is the thing God is calling you to do your main priority? The absolute aim, the most important thing in life to you? It's important that we think about this. And I promise you, God is not going to ask you to forsake or to give up or to do away with something that he is not going to replace and make it 1,000 times better, like I said in the last time. God is not going to ask you to do something or give up something that is going to hurt you or destroy you. Anything and everything that God has asked you to do for him to fulfill and to succeed in this dream and this vision will enrich your life and make your life 1,000 times better. We have to be willing to give up and to sacrifice in order to achieve this dream and to achieve a better, more successful, and much more happier life. Are you willing? Are your priorities straight? Is your heart right? You need to search your heart and to pray about this. Let's have a word of prayer. Oh, blessed Heavenly Father, how I thank you that we can get together at this time and to study and to learn and to realize that you do have a dream and a vision that you have put in each one of our hearts. Father, I ask you that you will make these dreams and that you will make these visions real. And Father, I pray that you will uncover and show us the things that we need to be willing to sacrifice and to give up for your glory. And Father, for everything that we give up, everything that we sacrifice for you and to you, that you will make it 1,000 times better. Father, we can rely and we can depend upon your promises that you have given each and every one of us. Father, you are not asking us to give up something but what you are willing and able to repay and to give 1,000 times fold back unto us. Father, help us to realize that. Help us to be willing to sacrifice and to give our time and to get our priorities straight with you on this dream, that we can work for you, that we can draw people to you, that we can win the loss of this dying world back to you, I pray. Touch each and every one of us that hear this and help it to sink into our hearts and to sink into our minds that we can learn and that we can grow on this, I pray. Father, we thank you for everything that you have done. Father, we thank you that you have given us these promises and that you will not be slack on the promises and the word that you have given to each and one of us, but we can grow and we can lean and we can depend upon your promises. And Father, I thank you for that in Jesus' beautiful, wonderful, holy, wonderful name. Amen.
We hope you enjoyed studying Divine Destiny with us and today's teaching, Costs, Priority, and Aims. Join Paul next week as he teaches How God Sees You. Harvest Time International Institute and Living Truth Bible College furnished all material. You can find helpful material like this by going to www.myltbc.org. Again, that's myltbc.org. We want to hear from you if you're enjoying Paul's teachings today. You can email us. Our email is divinedestiny@ltm4christ.com. Again, that's divinedestiny@ltm4christ.com. This broadcast is brought to you by Living Truth Ministries. We'll be right back.